Kevin Price.
Hi, my name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Georgia Penis Survey. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Okay, sir. This is a voluntary opinion survey. I'm just going to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay, sir?
All right. How long does this take?
It ain't going to take that long, sir. Probably say about 5 minutes. Is that good?
Sure.
Are you Jonathan Price?
That's me.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will still vote in a November 2024 election for president, Congress, and
highly likely. I'll vote.
Okay, so will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yep.
Are the chances 50-50? Definitely vote?
Yep.
Okay, just to be sure we're representing everybody, I'm going to ask for your race.
White.
Thank you. What is your age, sir?
43.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10 how important is the issue it is for you to have it focus on. Use a 10, it is the most important. A 5 is somewhat important. And 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, sir?
All right.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, 0 to 10.
And 10 is most important, correct?
Yeah, 10 most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all.
All right, so lowering costs for prescription drugs, we will say 5.
A 5, okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
7.
7, okay. Making college more affordable.
5.
5, okay. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Say that last again.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
2.
A 2, okay. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education.
9.
9, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden does his job as president?
There's only two options.
Yeah, approve or disapprove?
We'll say approve.
All right, strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just please say no, okay?
Got it.
All right, Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
30.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
40.
Okay. The American Medical Association, or MAA.
40.
Okay. The tobacco industry.
40.
Okay. And Joe Biden.
40.
Okay. Now, sir, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use it then if it is most important. A 5 is somewhat important. and 0 if it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Got it.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
7.
Okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
2.
A 2?
2.
Okay. Authorizing prescription medication.
0.
Okay. A 0?
Yeah.
Authorizing prescription medication. 0, yeah. No important at all. A 5? Okay. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, sir. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 or over? Do you strongly support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that? Want me to repeat the question again, sir? Strongly or somewhat, sir? Hello?